And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. 30,000 college students in Michigan being kicked off the state's food stamp program under new rules, which are now making them ineligible. To talk about this move, I'm joined by Brian Rooney, the deputy director at the Michigan Department of Human Services. Thank you for joining me, Brian.
My pleasure.
Now, federal rules don't allow most college students to collect food stamps, but Michigan made its own rules that made nearly all students eligible. In fact, Michigan became a national leader in college students receiving food stamps. When exactly did these uniquely relaxed rules take effect?
Well, it was in the prior administration, but when we came aboard, we looked at all of our policy, and one of the first things we looked at was this college students receiving food assistance, and we wanted to make sure that Michigan was doing it appropriately and we were serving those who were truly in need.
You know, some student advocates say that ultimately removing these tens of thousands of students from the food stamp program will have a negative impact on them. Many of them can barely afford the costs of school and housing. Isn't this move likely to create more stress on those trying to get a college degree and maybe even lead some to dropping out?
We don't think so. We are tasked by the federal government to administer this program. The federal government has as a general rule that college students are not eligible for food assistance unless there's one of several kind of exceptions, like, for instance, if you're a single parent working part-time and meet an economic threshold, then you'd be eligible. But full-time college students typically are not eligible, but in Michigan we allowed that under employment and training program that we created that said if you went to college, that was a valid employment and training program. So we got around the federal rule, so to speak, by doing that, and we're really getting in compliance with the federal rule. And we're trying to serve those that are in a rough patch in their time in this economic recession that we're in so long in Michigan. You know, we're looking at families, we're looking at people that are out of work, and, you know, it's just not good public policy to have full-time college students on welfare, essentially.
From what I understand, working 20 hours a week is one criteria for receiving food stamps as a student. Does that mean the students can reestablish support by getting a part-time job?
That's one of the areas that you look at in the exceptions to if you are working part-time. You know, if you're a single parent, those sorts of things. Any of those kind of exceptions, you know, that are reasonable, we will look at. And if you are truly in need, we will serve you.
And the 30,000, what number of full-time college students were receiving food stamps, and what percentage of them are these 30,000 students?
That was the vast majority of them. The 30,000 were the full-time students. We still have some students on food assistance, but they are the ones that fit the other exceptions.
And the new eligibility rule is apparently going to save the state $75 million, which leads to the question of how much money goes into the food stamp program in Michigan.
Well, 20% of our population is on food assistance, and since it's a federally administered program, it doesn't technically save the state money. It saves the federal government money. So we have about 2 million people on food assistance. The average case is about $200 per person. So it's a large program.
And if this is federal money and it was being used ultimately here in Michigan to, in some ways, help the economy, why was there such an incentive then to cut it down?
Well, we have the attitude at the Department of Human Services that federal money isn't free money. It's still taxpayer money, and we have to be good stewards of that money. And the federal government does look at the states that administer their programs to make sure they're doing it correctly, and if we aren't, then we could possibly be penalized for that.
Well, I mean, is the sense that these students were misusing the money, or were they likely legitimately using it to feed themselves?
Under the old policy, they were legitimately using it, but the policy was wrongheaded, and that's why it was changed. And now they are no longer eligible, so they won't be doing anything that's technically against policy or federal regulation.
I'm talking to Brian Rooney. He's the deputy director at the Michigan Department of Human Services. Brian, have you gotten any reaction from university officials as to the likely impact that this will have?
You know, to be honest with you, we really haven't received much reaction at all from students or from universities. And when Universities may or may not have been encouraging this. We find that there hasn't been a reaction from them in regards to them contacting us officially or unofficially saying, hey, what are you doing, or we really need you to continue to do this, any of those sorts of things.
I wonder, in terms of the department's other costs, are there other programs that are being looked at now for potential cutbacks that of this kind that could save quite a lot of money?
There are. We are planning on implementing a welfare reform on October 1st as well to limit the amount of time somebody can receive cash assistance to 4 years. The legislature still has to pass that, and the governor still has to sign it, but the federal limit is 5 years, and again, we had a looser policy than we would have liked in that regard, and so we're tightening that down to make it, at the very least, a hard cap at 5 years, and that should save the state, this is state dollars, around $77 million this next fiscal year. So that's a big program that we're going to be changing as well. So we have two huge changes coming up. Not just with the college students on food assistance, but we're going to implement a food assistance asset test as well on October 1st, because right now we only look at your income level, and starting October 1st, we're going to look at your assets as well to make sure that you don't have other means to support yourself.
You know, the Department of Human Services is essentially there to help those among us here in Michigan that are struggling. And when people see the new strict limits on the welfare program, and obviously they see these cuts being made or readjustments to the program being made when it comes to the food stamp program, some might have a sense that we're really putting pressure on those who are most in need during one of the most difficult times Michigan has seen recently. How would you respond to that assertion?
Well, the bottom line is we have to get back to what our core principles and our core functions here at Department of Human Services are. And since our state in the past has been in better shape than it is now, we could afford to be more generous. But, you know, the tax dollars, whether it's state or federal, have to be stretched further to serve more people. And so when we look at those that are really needy, and there are, believe me, a lot of people in the state that are truly needy, we have to focus on them, and rather than, you know, the people like the full-time college students that probably have other means to be able to help themselves out.
And I wonder in general, I mean, the Human Services Department is in a sense kind of a last line of defense to keep people from complete and total poverty. What happens when these programs are limited and cut in a way where there are no further options? What do you anticipate will happen to many of these citizens?
Well, the whole purpose behind the welfare reform that started with President Bill Clinton back in 1996 was to try to teach people and help them to become self-sufficient. And that is why that president limited it to 5 years and allowed the states to limit it to even less. And in Michigan, we're going to do that to 4 years. And, you know, quite frankly, 4 years is a long time to give people job training and tools. And so we can't have a society that is based upon welfare. It has to be based upon helping people get through rough patches in their life to get them retrained as much as possible and set them up for success rather than set them up for continued lifetime welfare. We can't afford it, quite honestly, and it, as a society, it's not something that we can do.
Finally, there are people that assert that there is a lot of misuse of our social services, people relying on them when they don't need to. Would you say generally that's a very small percentage of the time?
Well, you know, Michigan does have a large population, and because of the auto industry and a lot of other things that have happened to our economy, we've been in a recession longer than the rest of the country. You're going to have folks that are more displaced and have a tougher time finding new jobs or new training that potentially is out there. So, you know, we have a larger population of people that are going to be seeking assistance. For instance, 1 in 7 Americans are on food assistance, where 1 in 5 Michiganders are. So, you know, we just have an industry base that lends itself more to being in a situation where more people than they probably themselves would like to be on some type of welfare are on that. And so that's just the case we're in. And so that's why we have to really focus on those folks that we can help and get them through this rough time and not be as generous as we were in the past just because we can't afford it. There are people that do abuse, defraud the system, And as a former prosecutor, I'm very interested in making sure that we get at those folks so that the system can be one that we're proud of here in Michigan and one that is serving those that are truly needy.
Brian Rooney, Deputy Director at the Michigan Department of Human Services, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.